Thought Leader Thursdays are sponsored by Associated Bank. Whether you're buying, building, or refinancing a home, Associated Bank is dedicated to finding the right mortgage solution for you. Visit associatedbank.com/thoughtleadership. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
We're on with Steve Zanpour, Director of Consumer and Business Banking at Associated Bank. Steve, welcome back.
Thank you so much. Great to be back and excited to continue our conversation.
I want to focus our conversation today on interest rates and inflation. And this is the water cooler topic of the month, apparently, because we have a Federal Reserve officials who really are dueling in their assessments and predictions about where the Fed might go on inflation and interest rates. One Fed governor says that inflation needs to come down even further before she even thinks about cutting rates and may even consider raising rates if the situation doesn't improve. What's going on with the Fed?
You know, I think it's this kind of wait and see, and it's an interesting year because you're in the midst of an election year. And so there's a lot of sentiment around, will rates continue to rise, fall, stay consistent? I think the term you've heard in a lot of our business leaders are talking about is this whole notion of higher for longer. And I think that's kind of what you're going to see play out the back half of the year, is really just, you know, if there is cuts, it's much less than what was anticipated at the beginning of the year. And, you know, a lot of analysts are saying, some say one, some say two, some say zero. And so I think we're still in a little bit of choppy water to see where all that lands from a timing perspective. But, you know, there's no doubt that from sentiment at the beginning of the year that the whole notion of rates staying higher for longer has definitely played out so far.
The Fed wants to get inflation down to a target 2%, and it's somewhere around just under 3% right now. Talk to us about how hard it's going to be to get back down to that 2%. I saw one of the Fed officials say that it doesn't look like it's going to happen before even next year.
Yeah, I think that's fair, right? Like, I think this whole notion of 2% and getting to 2% is going to take longer. And I think there's a possibility that the new 2% could be 2.5%, right? As you know, the times have changed and consistency around growth expectations start to level off. You know, I think there might be, you know, this notion of 2%, the new norm could be, you know, 2.5 potentially. But you know, it still remains to be seen. There's a lot, like you in your last question, right? There's still a lot of divisive points of view on where things can land and uncertainty around how fast and how long it'll take to get there.
Some other governments, some other countries are already starting to lower interest rates. Do you think that's putting pressure on the Fed to do the same thing here?
You know, honestly, I don't feel like they feel the pressure to lower interest rates at this point yet. We've got healthy economy. We've got good consistency in job growth and job stability. And I think it's almost become a little bit of a norm on, you know, we've seen a leveling of prices, I would say, you know, at the grocery store and some of the high consumer spend items, gas and consumer goods. So I think we're in a safe zone where I don't think there's this pressure for them to feel the need to cut rates instantly.
How is this impacting business? I'm talking about high interest rates, the interest rates where they're at right now. I know we've talked to other thought leaders in recent weeks about how it's very concerning for some businesses. They're putting off capital projects. They're maybe thinking about not hiring as many people as they want. Is this having an impact not only nationally but locally on business?
For sure, right? I think you hit the nail on the head. A lot of it, the first thing that starts to get the pencil sharpened for small businesses is the growth plan, right? And so if it's going to be more expensive to grow, that has to factor into what you need to do to outpace that expenditure to be able to take on that risk to grow, right? And so when you look at the expense of growth, either through financing or interest rates being higher, that becomes more expensive to put on that project to be able to take on growth. So to your question, that also means I can't hire more people, right? Because I'm not going to take on that growth. And my now projection of, you know, say you're selling goods was, you know, 100. Now I got to sell 200 to pay for that same amount of growth or factory, right? Because of the cost. And so all of those kind of budgeting constrictions, restrictions play into factor and makes business owners a little more reluctant on the growth phase, which kind of impedes, you know, some of the job growth as well.
Yeah. But we're also talking about debt payments too, aren't we? I mean, a number of companies do have debt, and paying the interest on that debt has become pretty expensive.
That's right. And so that also comes into factor where, you know, you're seeing quicker pay downs. You know, two standpoints when you have higher debt from a business perspective. They either use more of their excess cash to pay down that debt to get into a better position, which again limits their ability to use that excess cash to grow, or debt has become expensive, and so their willingness to take on more debt to grow or fund other projects is limited. And so realistically, you see it shrink both, you know, from their excess cash standpoint, as well as kind of the overall expectation to go acquire more debt, right, is limited in a rising rate environment.
How, if you were going to be a betting man on this, would you bet that the Fed acts in the coming months?
You know, I think a lot of projections say September could be the first time that we see a rate cut. I think that notion is still 50-50 at best. And then as you kind of get to the back half of the year with the election and everything, limited amount of usually transactions from interest rate either up or down have happened right after the election. So, you know, I think as you kind of look across the spectrum, that whole notion of, you know, potentially one for the back half of the year is probably safe. 1-0 would be kind of my guess.
I'm going to change course here a little bit and ask you about something else that might be impacting small business and business owners. The IRS has been hiring more folks. They have more people doing work there, and that's meant more audits. And there was a report that said a lot of those audits are impacting small business owners. Are you seeing that? Are you hearing that from the small business owners that you deal with on a daily basis?
You know, I think that notion is fairly new. We have not heard a ton of that happening yet, but you know, I have shared that sentiment with a lot of our business clients, and you know, I'm happy to report a lot of them, you know, you're talking about hardworking people who have figured things out. Business owners are very resilient, and so you know, a lot of them didn't have concern when they talked to me about it, more from a nuisance standpoint, but you know, if they had to provide potentially more information or documentation, but there wasn't this, you know, concern like it was going to be a financial impact for them, or that, you know, a lot of the small business owners have financial professionals and accountants who are doing their information for them. And really, you know, if they have financing through a bank, they're providing regular guidance and financial statements. And so for them, honestly, when I talked to a lot of our customers, it was more just potentially the headache of going through the exercise and not really a worry about, you know, would they owe more additional funds or things of that nature.
The IRS has said that it's focusing its audits on high earners, but there was a report that said about 63% of new audits opened in 2023 were aimed at people earning less than $400,000 a year and small businesses. So that, I mean, that seems like a dueling figure there.
Yeah, I think, you know, it's important to kind of look at the overall stats. I think still if you're over 200,000, you're in the top 5%. Of income earners. And so when I think the Fed talks about high income earners, they're still talking about that top 5-8% of income earners across the spectrum. Now, when you think about that, especially in the U.S., the vast majority of those are going to be sole proprietor business owners, right, or key members of businesses. And so I do think you'll see a skewing of more small business owners falling into that bucket, either from an income standpoint or from the standpoint of looking at more small businesses. So, you know, it is going to have a time implication for sure, and a documentation cost potentially, as some of those folks have to get, you know, either recertified statements or additional time from their accountants to help facilitate that process. So there will be a time, but, you know, like I said, a lot of our business owners felt well prepared to go through any exercise. It was just, you know, more the angst of the time and additional cost commitment of helping with their financial professional.
Who's more likely to be targeted by the IRS for an audit?
You know, your guess is as good as mine.
Yeah,
that's
okay.
Kind of a black box of who gets picked, you know, or you don't buy a lottery ticket on that day, I guess.
Another IRS story here. The report was that billions of dollars in improper pandemic small business tax credits may be questioned by the IRS. Is this an issue?
You know, I think there was a lot of work done up front, especially through, you know, anytime you have things that were stood up quickly, like it was during the pandemic, there's potentially issues for this, but there was a lot of initial kind of reviews by both the banks and the application process. And so, you know, I do feel that, you know, this is more kind of, there might be always some bad actors out there, but this is definitely not the vast majority of the people who took those funds. Our customers were, you know, that we saw go through the process, were super grateful. We're seeing the consistency in how they're performing today. And really use that excess capital to get them through a very difficult time. And, you know, part of what we're seeing in healthy businesses today, I think, is from that relief that came during that period that's helped people sustain some of these higher rates for longer and things of that nature as, you know, kind of sales cycles progressed out, as supply chains took a lot longer to get back into the right, you know, healthy stage. You know, those funds really served as a lifeline for a lot of our small businesses, and, you know, were definitely used to keep the business afloat, keep people employed, and continue to help, you know, provide goods and services to their communities.
All right, Steve, great conversation. How can people get a hold of you and have a one-on-one if they want?
Awesome. I look forward to anyone reaching out. Easiest way to get a hold of me is through email, and that email is stephen.zampor@associatedbank.com.
All right, Steve, we'll talk to you next time. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.